Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and getting hooked up here with Deb Watkins from the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. She's the shelter director. Deb, good morning. Got you there?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We are doing awesome.
We are going to talk about a very exciting event here that's coming up this weekend on Saturday, and that is the Clear the Shelters event.
Yeah. We are so excited. You know, this year, of course, 2020 looks a little different for everybody, but we are going to be open for adoptions from 11 to 5:30 on Saturday, August 8th.
All right. And this is a great event. It was the first time you held it last year. Is that right?
This will be our third year.
Third year. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is an awesome event because there's reduced adoption fees for folks, and it's a really good opportunity to get a lot of animals rehomed.
Yeah, we are really excited. The adoption fee will be $25 per animal. And, you know, that's just a great value. These animals are vaccinated, dewormed, defleed, spayed, neutered, and the dogs are microchipped.
All right. So if you're thinking about adopting, this is the time to maybe go out and check this out. And for people who aren't sure, you'll probably be there to answer questions if the home is safe and secure for the pet?
Oh, you bet. We're going to have our full staff here on Saturday, and our adoption counselors will be working hard to make sure that we put these animals, you know, in the correct home and it's the right fit for everyone's lifestyle. And we have like 66 cats and 19 dogs, 2 rabbits and 1 rat.
All right. Well, that's a lot of animals out there. And, of course, that fluctuates. Maybe the summer months are a little different than other times of the year.
Yeah, you know, we have less animals than last year, but adoptions have really been up this year. You know, more people are home and taking advantage of getting that pet to help keep them company and be their companion and settle in, which has just been absolutely amazing. We've been so pleased. But again, we have 66 cats and 19 dogs that need homes. And, you know, we are their second best home, but their first best home is always with the family.
Do you have any animals out there that are maybe older and would make a good companion?
Oh, absolutely. We do. We have some Chinese Cresteds and we have an older lab and you know, we've just really got a great mix right now. We've got kittens and cats of every shape, size, and color.
Awesome. And of course, a lot of times you'll post information on your social media page. So if people want to see some pictures, maybe before they go out and adopt, get kind of a feel for what's available.
Yeah, jump on Pet Finder. We've got everybody posted and a little bio that goes with them. I will tell you that if you find an animal on Pet Finder, please fill out an application online and come in before Saturday. You know, if that is really the animal that you want, you know, we want you to see if you bond with that animal, and we want you to get it home because Saturday there's going to be quite a few people here. And of course, public safety is number one. And so we'll only be letting so many people in the building at a time. And again, our adoption counselors will be spending time with the adopters to make sure that these are the right pets for them.
And we should mention people, if they do come out, got to adhere to the local health guidelines. Face masks, I imagine, are required.
Yes, absolutely. And if someone doesn't have one, we definitely have face masks here. Actually, the animal control officers are going to be out front of the building, and they're going to make sure that people already have an application in the computer, and we'll have applications available for them to fill out front. And then once they have that application filled out, then we'll do a public count into the building and let them get adoption. So again, if you're you really probably should be here at 11 if you're really interested in getting a kitten or a cat or a dog. A rabbit or a rat.
Yeah. I imagine it goes fast. How many do you typically adopt at this event?
I think our number last year was 78.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's an all-day thing, and again, I want people to look online ahead of time and see what animal we've got, if they've been looking for a pet or have a breed preference. Please look on Pet Finder and see if we have that animal so we can get it in a home sooner.
You know, a lot of college students are back, this might be an opportunity for them to have a pet for the school year, although they do need to be kind of they need to probably make sure that wherever they're living will allow it.
Yep. We always check. We absolutely check all rental properties. Because we do want to make sure that that animal is okay to be there. And so we will check rental properties for people and help them to make sure that that is a safe place for their pet.
Okay, very good. As far as other activities going on at the shelter right now, anything else going on?
Well, you know, we're really gearing up. This is a huge event for us. We're getting ready, and we'll have little bags to go home with all the adopters. They have lots of goodies in them. You know, lots of companies and have come through and given us toys and goodies to put in these bags and getting our volunteers geared up and getting everything ready to go for Saturday.
Yeah. Well, no doubt about it. If people want to drop off donations to you guys, can we still do that?
Absolutely. We're starting to get short on bedding again, so any blankets, towels, comforters, dog beds, we'd love to have them. Of course, all of our animals always get fresh bedding every day and new toys, and so you can drop them off out front anytime. You don't even have to come in the building, and our staff will watch for that and go out and get it. We really appreciate that.
Are you guys taking advantage of this cooler weather and getting the dogs out more?
Yes. Yes, totally enjoyed that. We have a catio for the cats, so getting the cats out. And, of course, the dogs always rotate through being out in the yard all day long. And so, you know, the dogs actually show better if they can get out and get some exercise. We have a couple college students that are volunteers and are dog handlers, and they've been coming and running with the dogs in the morning. And so that we so appreciate our volunteers that run with our dogs.
Very cool. Catio is a new word for me. I haven't heard that one before, but I like it.
You need to come see it. It's beautiful. So off of our cattery, we have a beautiful patio that the cats can go out on. And of course, it keeps them safe. So, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, for the people that don't know, it's located just off of Hayes Drive over here. I guess
605.
605 Levy, right?
You bet.
Yeah. Okay. So easy to find. Get out there and check it out. I think Dave's going to make a comment here. Dave, you had something to say?
We really miss you and the animals, too.
Yes, I can't wait to get back to the station. And, oh, we have some darling dogs and beautiful cats.
Well, if you were going to bring one today, which one would you choose?
Oh, gosh. Tough question. We have a cute little puppy. His name is Chewy and looks like a little Papillon or a little Pomeranian. We've got some beautiful cats. I love this cat named Catcher. So, yeah, get on our website on Pet Finder and you'll just see we have a beautiful yellow lab. She is so sweet. So we've just got some awesome dogs right now.
You named a cat Catcher?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you this. If you name the cat Catcher, is it really after Cher and should it be Cat Cher?
There you go.
Well, I mean, you know, that's one way you can look at it.
So we need to start sending over some pictures so you guys can help us name them. That would be fun.
Oh, that would be a fun committee to be on, wouldn't it, Brandon?
Love that. Yeah, I think we could get everyone at the station involved in that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have to have something to rally the troops around here. So game on.
That's a great idea.
Game on.
Hey, come see us. We're going to be here at 11 o'clock open for adoptions on Saturday.
Okay, so why don't you take a picture of this? Let's do the yellow lab, okay? Send it to us, and we'll post the yellow lab on our Facebook page. And if you want to put, you know, Cashier on there too, or any of the Cresteds, you know, I think we'd be happy to post that because you know we like to include our four-legged friends whenever we have you on.
You betcha. I'll get you some pictures.
All right.
Come down and see them. We've got beautiful animals. And again, we are just the second best home. We'd really like to see them get into their forever homes.
Very good. Clear the shelters Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5:30. Go out to 605 Levy Drive Animal Shelter and adopt a pet this weekend. Deb, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same. Appreciate it. And that's going to wrap up In Focus today. Tomorrow we'll have NBAF officials on, as well as General Perry Wiggins.
Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, The Game, Mason and the Royals, and then the Royals at 6:30 tonight on K-Man.